This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. With the coronavirus pandemic finding new strength, two of America's largest states have reimposed some business restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections in the U.S. surged to an all-time high of 45,300 yesterday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. They joined a growing number of states that are either retreating or pausing any further reopening of their economies because of worrisome virus outbreaks, mostly in the South and West. Health experts say large numbers of cases are being seen among young people, who all too often show disregard for the use of recommended face coverings and rules for social distancing. Abbott had pursued one of the most aggressive reopening schedules in the U.S. Now, other than shuttering bars, he has scaled back restaurant capacity and said outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases yesterday neared 9,000, almost doubling the record set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It cited the growing number of infections among young adults. Louisiana reported a spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has done the same thing. Cases there have been topping 3,000 a day. In Tennessee, the biggest one-day jump in infections for the second time in a week, with more than 1,400 cases yesterday. California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking officials in Imperial County near San Diego to reinstitute a stay-at-home order. The state now trails only New York in case counts, with about 207,000 infections and nearly 6,000 deaths. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months Friday, and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence gave assurances the country is in much better place than it was 2 months ago, and that the United States had flattened the curve of virus cases. In fact, it is difficult to reconcile his words with the dramatic infection spikes in so many states. Once again, Pence appeared without a mask, failing to follow his own government's advice. He also suggested that the rise in cases could largely be explained by the increases in testing, reasoning repeatedly used by President Donald Trump. The relatively good news on COVID-19 in the United States, about 600 people a day are dying from the coronavirus, down from a peak of around 2,200 in mid-April. It is a tortured definition of positive news. The bottom line, experts say there is ample evidence the virus is making a comeback. The current numbers in the U.S., close to 2.5 million cases and 125,000 lives lost. Global numbers, 9.8 million cases and close to 495,000 deaths, the numbers compiled by Johns Hopkins University. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today cautioned that the pandemic is far from over, as regional outbreaks are raising fears of a second wave of disease in Europe. Germany has been fighting recent outbreaks. The country has lost nearly 9,000 lives to the virus, with 194,000 cases. European Union nations are finalizing a so-called safe list of countries whose residents will be allowed to travel to the bloc beginning as soon as next week. Missing from the draft text because of their pandemic numbers, the United States, Brazil, and Russia. Greece is mandating COVID-19 tests for arrivals from a range of EU nations, including France, Italy, the Netherlands, and Spain. Self-isolation is required until test results are available. India has reported another 18,000 COVID infections, pushing its case count to nearly 509,000, with fatalities closing in on 16,000. The city of Guwahati, the capital of Assam state, will be locked down for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow, with nighttime curfews and weekend lockdowns in the rest of the state. India has recorded the fourth highest number of cases in the world. China has seen an uptick in infections one day after authorities say they expected that an outbreak in Beijing would soon be under control. The National Health Commission reported 17 new cases in the capital, the most in a week, with another 21 cases across the country. Australia is bracing for more imported virus cases. About 300 people were due to arrive this weekend from Mumbai, India, with others expected to follow from South America and Indonesia. There are estimates that 5 to 10% of the returnees are infected. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.